Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View, a weekly Bible-based discussion on matters of faith and everyday living. God's Point of View is made possible every Thursday at this time by the Highland Church of Christ, 821 Euclid Avenue in Paintsville. And now your co-host for God's Point of View, Tim Collins and Jerry Scott.
You place your hand on his Bible and when you swear to tell the truth. His name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. And when we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt of where we stand. There's no separation, we're one nation under Him. In God we still trust. America, He's the one we turn to every time the going gets rough. He is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us. Here in America, in God we stand strong.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome into God's Point of View, presented by the Highland Church of Christ, located at 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville. This is a program that is paid for by the church, therefore the opinions of myself or Mr. Jerry Scott are not necessarily those of WSIP Radio or Fort Broadcasting, but they are, however, our opinions as we interpret it from the Holy Scripture.
Amen. Amen. As we read the Holy Bible.
Amen.
The B-I-B-L-E.
Yes, that's the book for me.
Amen. You've heard that before.
I have.
All right. our little granddaughter, Millie.
Yes.
Trying to get her, to go to sleep, and we sing that little song, mostly the Beloved does.
Mm-hmm.
I love to pat the Bible, the Bible, the Bible. You don't know that one? Oh, I love to pat the Bible, for it is God's Word.
No, I hadn't heard that.
That's
before.
A great one for you to teach your new granddaughter.
Yeah, there
yeah.
you go.
Yeah.
We'll start. I was singing, let's see, I watched her Friday. So I was singing the B-I-B-L-E.
That's another good one. There are any number of good ones.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Good morning,
good
brother.
Good morning. Beautiful morning.
It's going to be a hot one today.
Another hot one.
But it's okay.
It's okay because we're just about getting accustomed to them and we know that they can't last much longer.
Amen.
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 Because springtime. Fall time's right around the corner. Is it today or tomorrow?
I don't remember.
Okay.
You'd think a radio professional that works.
A highly trained broadcast professional like yourself.
You would think you would know.
Yeah.
I get up so early, all the information passes me by, and then I'm back usually taking a nap, and I miss everything.
Well, you're going to have to get up earlier to catch up. That's all I know.
Oh, can't do that.
Yeah.
I'd stay up all night.
If you got up earlier, you just stay up.
I did that one night. I went to bed and couldn't go to sleep.
Yes, sir.
And I thought, now, if it gets to midnight, I'm just getting up and going on to work.
Uh-oh.
And I did.
Yeah.
I just come on to work.
And it worked out all right.
I was tired the next day, but it worked out okay.
If folks wanted to call us and tell us their experience about going to bed and not going to sleep, they could, couldn't they?
That's 606-789-0318, 789-0318. You could also email us if you'd like at godspointofview@yahoo.com. That's godspointofview@yahoo.com. You can go to our Facebook page. We are live videoing right now. Is that the way they pronounce it? I don't know.
Doing live video. Streaming, I guess.
Streaming or live video on our Facebook page, God's Point of View, or you've got your personal cellular device.
As a matter of fact, I do right here in my formerly stained nicotine fingers on my left hand. That's 606 if you're out of the area.
Yes.
367-0137. Of course, in the area, just take the area code off. But we'd love to hear from you. And I've got the volume down low enough to where it shouldn't interfere.
I understand.
But when you're performing these highly trained broadcast tasks, you got to expect interruptions sometimes with phones and all kinds of devices.
Sometimes you have to expect the unexpected.
Of course you do. Timotheus, I was thinking about how best to describe what we try to do here. How best could I describe what it is that we're trying to do? And you know who I thought about?
No.
Roy Riegels. Now, I know you remember Roy.
No.
Let me help you then.
Okay.
1929 Rose Bowl. Yeah. University of California football player picked up a fumble from Georgia Tech.
Yes, sir.
And started running toward the end zone.
Okay.
He raced 65 yards down the field until he was finally tackled on the 1-yard line.
Oh,
By his own teammate.
Oh, oh, he's going the wrong way.
He's going the wrong way.
Because I was going to say he ran 60. Now, and I was thinking, if this was me, I'd probably be going to the wrong end zone.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he got confused.
Yeah, that happened.
He got confused, and he picked up the fumble, and he just ran. And he ran in the wrong direction.
With his own player tackling.
He was the only one in the stadium who didn't know he was going the wrong way. And so they gave him a nickname. Wrong Way Roy.
Say that five times real fast. You remember, I think back in the maybe late 70s, AT&T had a commercial of a marching band out on the football field.
Yeah.
And the whole, you know, they were playing and the whole group came and they went like right and yeah. One person went left.
Come on.
Well, it was AT&T and it was showing long distance and I guess it was a grandmother was asking the person that messed up, said, you done a great job. How come everybody else messed up?
Oh, grannies. Love them.
See no wrong, you know.
Love their grannies. Your granny had a birthday not long ago.
September the 9th. Yeah 9th of September. 99 years old. Marie Combs over in Salyan.
Had a party for her.
Yeah, we went over and had some fried chicken. That's a party.
Well, of course it is. Now, why did we talk about Wrong Way Roy? There's a moral there.
I'm sure you've got a reason.
Sure. The moral to the story is this. Proverbs 14, mm-hmm. verse 12. There is a way.
That seems right to a man.
But the end thereof
leads to destruction.
Or the way of death, either one.
Yeah.
Depending on the translation you're reading.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're trying to do here on the program is to help people who may be running as fast as they can run.
Thinking they're going the right way.
And we're not necessarily talking about denominational differences. We're not talking about that. We're never really talking about that.
Yeah.
We need to restate that maybe every once in a while.
Put that to rest.
Sure.
Yeah.
We want to believe that every God-fearing, Bible-believing, Bible-taught individual, baptized believer is our brother or our sister in Christ.
Amen.
And regardless of the name over the door.
Yeah.
I don't think we can state that too much.
Yeah.
And we need to state it because for too long, Churches of Christ stated it the other way. And kind of like I was reading about the Catholic Church.
Oh,
you know,
boy.
For all the trouble they're going through. They sold, you know, when the Pope, turn me up there, just a little bit. Smidgen. Good. Oh, it's great.
I didn't even think that was a smidgen.
That was a smidgen. That was only a highly trained broadcast professional would know that, a smidgen.
Yeah.
So, they're having such a time. They're not the only ones having such a time. Protestant churches are having such a time, too. By the way, the word Protestant, as opposed to Catholic or Catholicism, Protestant comes from the word protest. And that came about when Martin Luther said, I'm not going to try to keep these rules. He essentially said they're foolish. They're not by faith. They're not of faith. They're not of God. Anyway, they were having all kinds of sexual problems in their church and have had for years now, we're learning.
Mm-hmm.
And so they sold tickets for the people to come see the Pope. When Pope John Paul was the Pope, they sold 450,000. There was 450,000 people there. Compared to Pope Francis, 45,000. So something has changed.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, there's all kinds of studies about things that have changed, and people are just sick to death. But
charged to go see the Pope, huh?
Yeah, well,
tickets.
You buy a ticket. You know, they have to be careful, I'm sure, about who's around him and all those kinds of things. But anybody could buy a ticket, I suppose. At least that's the way I heard the story, Timotheus.
Interesting.
So what we're doing on this broadcast now, over 5 years we've been on the air, we're trying to help people who are going the wrong way. People who don't know Jesus, people who know Jesus but maybe aren't living up to their calling, their vocation. We're to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Everybody goes through periods in life in which they do they don't do that as well as they'd like to.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we're trying to encourage people, we're trying to instruct people, we're trying to help people. So the Bible says that we have as our ambition to please Him. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 9. So if you think we say something that may sound a little harsh or something you don't agree with or judgmental, would you remember that we're trying to help you go the right way? If you feel like we're tackling you, just remember that we're trying to help you turn around and go the other way. And just consider yourself Wrong Way Roy.
Yeah, I've been there.
And please feel free to call Timotheus and tell him that he's going the wrong way. I mean, call us and tell
Well, I just don't know what to say after that.
Well, that's all right. You don't have to say anything if you don't want to.
I have to defend myself somewhere.
Well, Timotheus, we had a question about Hoffnung Finihoss. I know they're on your mind all the time.
Don't have a clue what you're talking about.
Hoffnung and Finihoss. Well, they were the sons of Eli.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Should I have qualified that by saying they were in the Bible?
Yeah, there you go. Because I have not been familiar with that now.
Yeah, well.
Teach me, brother.
Thank you so much. There was a question about the priests who came from the tribe of Levi.
Mm-hmm.
And after even Aaron had a couple of boys, you know, that went wrong, and if you want to read the story, you go back to 1 Samuel chapter 2, and it says Eli's sons were scoundrels.
Mm-hmm.
They had no regard for the Lord. They slept with the women in the temple. They were just worse than scoundrels. Eli's sons didn't know God. They didn't regard God. They acted in wicked ways. They were gluttons. There was a certain way that people were to eat the meat when it was brought in, and they did everything the wrong way. They contradicted everything that priests were supposed to do. So the question was, since his boys were bad and Eli's boys were bad, was the priesthood removed from the Levitical tribe? And the answer to that question is no. They were always, not all Levites were priests. But all priests came from the tribe of Levi.
Mm.
That's like saying all Hebrews were not Jews. Now, don't mean to be taxing you here now, Timotheus, but you could be of the Hebrew race and not be a Jew because true Jews came from the tribe of Judah.
Okay.
They shortened that, just called them Jews.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jacob had some boys.
Okay.
Gad, Issachar, Reuben, Levi, Simeon, Joseph, Judah, Zebulun, Benjamin, Asher, Naphtali, Dan. All those were Hebrews, but all of them were Jews.
Okay.
Only the tribe of Judah. So, Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas. I love those names. I love saying those
Phinehas.
Names. You Hophni and Phinehas, you.
Now we know that's not such a good thing.
Now it's not such a good thing. The Bible says the Israelites were defeated in battle. That's in 1 Samuel chapter 4. And judgment fell on Eli's sons. You know, God don't forget.
No.
Now, God will forgive if you repent.
Yeah, but if you don't.
He'll get you.
Yeah.
The holy zap.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. The slaughter was very great. Israel lost 30,000 foot soldiers. The Ark of God was captured. And Eli's two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, died.
Mm.
But here's the thing. Here's the worst thing. Their sins not only caused them to die and be lost, but it caused their daddy to die too. The same day they died, he died. When Eli heard the news, 1 Samuel 4, continuing, he fell backward on from his seat, broke his neck, and died on the same day. Now, you know, if you read and study this more closely, you'll find out the pregnant wife of Phinehas heard the news that her husband had died in battle,
mm-hmm.
and she went into labor and died while giving birth.
Wow.
And the son's name was Ichabod.
Hey.
That sounds like bad news, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it means the glory has departed. The Hebrews gave names that meant something.
Yeah.
Not like it is in our culture. So, anyway, just wanted to clarify that as best I could. I hope I've done that for you, the person that was asking about that. They knew who they were back then. They gave names that indicated something special.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike the piece that was in one of the national newspapers recently.
Yes, sir.
By a columnist by the name of Monica, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right or not, Hesse or Heiss. Hesse. And she begins by saying, Naya.
Naya?
Naya. That sounds like that commercial television. Avaya. Naya is an almost three-year-old, she says, who I met recently, in the course of an afternoon, wondered the following things. Now, three-year-old, you've got granddaughters.
I've got a granddaughter that's going to be three in December. You got granddaughters?
Yeah, and grandsons. We both have granddaughters.
We do.
It says, here's what little Naya was wondering. Why does the blue marble look green when viewed through yellow plastic?
That's a great question.
How is cheese made? Do things always fall down when you drop them, or do they sometimes fall up? Pretty perceptive child.
For 3 years old.
Yeah. Spending time, the columnist continues, spending time with an almost three-year-old is an excellent way to realize how hard it is to deconstruct concepts that adults take for granted.
Yeah.
Nadia continues, what does it mean to be a girl? What does it mean to be a boy?
Yeah.
Sounds to me like she's been coached.
Sounds like.
Yeah. So Nadia's parents, and their names, I think, are Brian. I forget the other one name. Another male. Let's say Brian and Steve.
Oh.
They want
two dads.
Yeah. They want Nadia to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And so all good parents want their kids to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're having conversations about gender. They've never told Nadia whether she's a girl or a boy.
Hmm.
They want her to tell them what she is.
How do you know to call her?
This culture. Well, they don't call her.
Yeah, but you did.
I did.
Yeah.
Because I'm not like...
I understand.
Yeah. So, how do you raise girls and boys to be whatever they truly are? That's the question. Well, you know, you raise them based on, thus saith the Lord. The Bible only knows two genders.
Mm-hmm.
And yet our culture is so infatuated, if that's the right word to use, or completely saturated, maybe is a better way to say it, with changing accepted norms that have been around since the beginning of time.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, there's a boy and there's a girl. Well, I read an article recently, don't have it here before me, but they were talking about, dad told, in this case, a man and his wife were having a baby, but the man told the people in the delivery room not to even mention the sex of the child.
Hmm.
Because he wanted the child to grow up learning who he or she was on their own.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is going on all over the world, Timotheus. Friends, yeah. All over the world. Just recently, homosexual sex is no longer a crime, according to the Supreme Court in India. Now, it hadn't been a crime here for a long time.
Yeah.
Our Supreme Court so ruled.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one of these days we'll get some sense back in the Supreme Court.
Well, that's a whole other issue for another time right now.
Whole other time right there. But they've decided that it's no longer, and they're blaming the British for having it the other way for all these years.
Well, it's always somebody else's fault.
Always somebody else's fault.
Mm-hmm.
But this India, when I saw that, I thought, what in the world? Spread all the way to India.
Yeah.
So. So it's serious business. I'll tell you something, folks. I believe, and if you'd like to give us a call, please do so, 7890318, or godspointofview@yahoo.com. Let me check the mail here, Timotheus.
Yeah, you do that, because it's interesting that you were talking about that today, and this is sketchy in my memory. A lot of things are that way anymore. But it was on the news. I think CBS News earlier this morning reported about children, about the gender issue and this and that, that it's not really what people are saying that it is. It's just a thing of culture. You know, all of a sudden, everybody's wanting tattoos, and everybody has to have this particular vehicle or this type of clothing or a purse. Or,
yes, sir. Yes,
sir. And it's went over to children, and grown-ups are just playing along with it. That's where the identity things are coming from. That's what some scientific study is showing, and there's going to be a big issue about that.
I just don't understand. I don't know if I understand all I know about what you just said.
Well, it's a culture thing. It's not children being confused of who they are. Or somebody saying, you know, that you're this or you're that. It's because it's the big thing. It's the next big thing, you know.
Well, they're still telling them, though.
Oh, yeah, and they're fueling the flames,
yeah,
what it is.
Absolutely.
But my thing is, if I told you, if you said you wanted to go to Michigan, and I said, well, and you said, Timotheus, how do you get to Michigan? Well, you need to travel north.
Yeah.
Okay. But you say, no, I'm not traveling north.
Yeah.
You're going to be in for a rough trip.
Yeah.
Man, why would I tell you that? Because it's true.
It's true. It's true.
It's true. You go north to go to Michigan.
If we change how we view male and female,
mm-hmm.
it changes everything.
here.
Here, yes. For instance, it would change testimony in a court of law.
Yes.
So let's suppose you saw a robbery down the street.
Yes.
You're called in as a witness.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to describe the person?
Well, and better yet, if the person cut their hand on some glass that they broke in, they took tests, showed that it was a male.
Yeah.
But you can't say that in court.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it changes everything.
Mr. Collins, how would you describe the perpetrator?
I had two arms, two legs, and a head.
There you go.
That's about what you're going to get.
Yeah. But invariably, the way we have historically is, well, he was about a 5'11", 6 foot tall man, white male.
Yeah.
He couldn't do that anymore.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Well, so here's a comment now on what we said a minute ago. Actually, it's just a follow-up.
Okay.
And let me try to manipulate my way around this.
And we want to thank people, though, by the way.
Oh, yes.
For either emailing or calling or whichever you prefer to do.
Yes, yeah, says, did the Jewish high priest's position ever get taken away from the family line of Aaron and given to the Levites because Aaron's family became so corrupt? Well, Aaron, as we said, it was always, a high priest always was of the tribe of Levi. Zacharias was a priest. He was the tribe of Levi. In Jesus, when John the Baptist was born. So it's always the tribe of Levi. But was it ever taken away from Aaron's line?
Yeah.
Yes, when Jesus Christ died on the cross.
That was done.
Yeah. When the Jewish system stopped functioning as it had for thousands of years, or 1,500 years at least.
But it continued up to that point.
It continued up to that point.
Aaron's.
Just because there were some bad apples in the bushel didn't mean the whole bushel was thrown out.
It's kind of like that today.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know a family that you have scallywags in your family.
See, now, was that a double negative there? I don't know. Probably. If I don't know.
I don't know if I don't
That's
know.
That's like the little boy went up to a fellow and said, you don't know nobody that don't need nothing done, do you?
Well, what is you saying? Bad grammar, but good communication.
There you go, brother. I understood you perfectly. Sure did.
So that tells me a lot within itself.
We hope that answers some questions about Aaron's line. Jesus, of course, when he died on the cross, the old law was nailed to the cross, and so all that's gone.
But not because of the wickedness.
No. The priesthood stayed in the tribe of Levi. Mm-hmm. It was always in the tribe of Levi. Now, we talked last week briefly about the tribulation, rapture, those kinds of things. I didn't mention and need to mention. Time always runs out. We need more time.
Need more time?
We haven't said that in a while, have we?
But we need more time.
But we need more time.
Still true.
Still true. And so part of the tribulation, that's the period after the church is raptured,
mm-hmm.
raptiro in the Latin, and in the Latin Vulgate.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm impressing you, I know.
You are.
in the Greek language, the New Testament was written in the Greek language.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 17, there's two words, caught up.
Mm-hmm.
That phrase, caught, means to be taken up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the word in the Latin for rapture. Now someone says, well, the word rapture is never in the Bible. Might be good to turn over there to Moses, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 17. Let me get over here real quick. I don't know if I can do anything real quick these days. Timotheus.
You're there.
But I'm just getting
about.
There. I'm getting
just
there.
Just about there.
Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians. All right.
We're going to 1 Thessalonians.
We
don't,
are.
Don't go past.
Verse 17. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up. That's the phrase.
Yeah.
In the Latin, the word is rapiro. And in the Greek, the word is harpazo. H-A-R-P-A-Z-O.
Mm-hmm.
And so the rapture is taught in the Bible. And, you know, people have said, and I at one time said, the word rapture is not even in the Bible. Well, if you really get down to the nitty-gritty and start studying, as one old brother used to say, get down to the milk and the coconut and look at words, you'll see that the rapture is taught, and the word is in the Bible, not in the English Bible. The phrase caught up is used.
Well, that'd be like me asking you, do you want to come to my house for dinner or supper? It's the same meal.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Break it down to where it can.
Yeah, I always like to call it supper, though.
Me too. But hey, you know, some of
you call dinner. Time. Oh, supper time. Yeah.
But it's the same meal.
Same meal.
Just a different wording.
Same time of day.
Yeah.
Same time of day.
Anyway.
And breakfast is not that way, though.
No.
Yeah.
The breakfast is just breakfast.
Yeah. Well, it's called, really, if you break it down, it's break the fast.
That's true.
Breakfast.
Break the fast.
So,
Back to the tribulation.
Back to the tribulation. Part of the tribulation, and when we have more time, we need more time.
We're making up now.
Yeah, we got 4 minutes to go.
Yeah.
But if we had, do we have any viewers today?
Looks like we've got a few.
All right.
Hi, by the way.
We're glad you joined us today. We really are.
We
cut up with a lot of foolishness. We try to make the program entertaining if at all possible. So, one of the reasons for the tribulation period is for, the judgment of Israel.
Okay.
Israel will be judged,
mm-hmm.
and some of Israel will be redeemed during the tribulation. Is not for the church.
Yeah, the church will be gone.
Church will be gone. So the tribulation, that 7-year period, is God's wrath upon the earth to mete out justice and judgment, and first on the Jewish nation for rejecting Him.
And that's interesting because we had a question here a couple of weeks ago or so about Jewish people. All of them going to heaven, I believe it was, if I'm remembering right. That tells you within itself that all of them are not going to heaven.
No.
But they are God's chosen people, but He's going to judge them.
He is going to judge them.
Interesting.
He is going to judge them.
Mm-hmm.
So, someone said, asked me not long ago, said, will the church go through the rapture? And I said, I don't believe so. I don't believe the Bible teaches that.
Mm-hmm.
When God poured out His wrath in Noah's day.
Yes.
Noah was spared.
Mm-hmm. And his family.
Mm-hmm. When Rahab was approached by God's servants, they said, because you showed kindness.
Yes.
To the spies, you won't have to go through what's going to happen here. So they took her out and her family.
Yeah.
This is a symbol. Everything in the old Bible is written for our learning.
Yes.
That we through patience and comfort of the Scripture might have hope. That's in the 15th chapter of Romans, Timotheus, in the 4th verse.
Okay.
And so that gives us hope that we too will be spared from the wrath to come.
Yeah. And you think things are bad now. Just wait.
Lot and his family.
Yes.
Taken out of Sodom. Of course, she looked back.
She's told not to.
She's told not to.
But she did anyway.
And you know why she looked back, don't you, Timotheus?
That's where her heart was.
That's where her heart was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone said, was she going the wrong way?
Did she forget anything? Somebody said, did she forget anything? No, she didn't forget it. She looked back and longed for it.
Yeah.
Her heart. Did she go the wrong way? She looked the wrong way. She sure did. She was going the right way.
Yep.
If she had just done what
was told.
There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof, the ways of death. Little Light Academy and Classical Conversation. Just want to get those two in there. If you want your kids taught, and taught in a community of faith, Little Light Academy up to, what, about 5 years old?
Mm-hmm. 3 to 5.
Preschool.
Mm-hmm.
And then Classical Conversations from
folks
kindergarten, first grade, all the way, folks around homeschooling community, first grade, all the way up. We've not got that far yet, but up through right now, probably about the 5th or 6th grade.
Working on
Call
it,
the church. Call the church and ask questions.
789-6433. Folks, thanks for joining us today for another edition of God's Point of View presented by the Highland Church of Christ. We'd like to invite you to services at the church. Sunday school gets underway 9:30 a.m. for Sunday morning. Sunday morning worship service is at 10:30 a.m. Sunday evening life groups are at 6 p.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. We'd like to invite you to come and join with us. Again, the phone number for the church, 789-6433, and the church is located at 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville. And again, we'd like to thank you today for joining us for another edition of God's Point of View.